Backseat Box Office, episode number 115, for the weekend of November 30th through December 2nd, 2012.
Hey, this is Scott.
And this is Lena.
This is Jeff.
And we are the Backseat Producers, and this is Backseat Box Office.
And Scott is in a tunnel.
Am I now? Oh my.
Yep.
That is awful. I live in a tunnel. There we go.
There we go.
Yeah, new microphone. Get to play with the buttons every 5 minutes to make sure it works. That's my life now.
Makes editing fun. I just sit there and curse at you.
Yep.
Which is fun, by the way.
I was going to say, you need editing to do that?
It's a vehicle.
Oh, okay.
Makes me seem a little less crazy than if I just sit here for no apparent reason and cuss out Scott. I try to at least to seem somewhat sane.
That is true.
So, non-Canadian people, how was your Thanksgiving?
Hey, my Thanksgiving was just fine. Thanks for asking, 6 weeks late. What's up with that?
We're in the States, man.
So, I think I'm not in, so I'll go. My Thanksgiving was great. Got sick after it, as did a lot of the other guests. But other than that, it was pretty uneventful. It was a lot of fun, a lot of football, a lot of Christmas lights.
Oh, I only got to see part of one game. The crowd of people that I was with when my friend and I first got to her brother's house, there was only a few people there, so they were all outside watching the Lions game. So we sat there and watched the game, and it was enjoyable. I don't understand all of football, but I do like to watch it sometimes. And as the game was coming to an end, I left the room to get something to eat, came back, more people had shown up, and then all of a sudden it was the table in front of the TV, all the guys watching football, and the put together temporary tables on the other side of the lanai where there is no overhead light and it was dark and getting chilly out, all the women. That wasn't as much fun.
Yeah, we had an equal share of men and women just watching the game in the living room.
I would have liked to have stayed there, but they didn't really seem to want the women, and even though we were next side by side in tables, there was no cross communication, no anything. We ate at separate tables, and it was kind of weird.
Yeah, we didn't get any of those questions like, why are touchdowns 6 points? Why is he doing that? So that's usually the big source of tension.
Well, at least that much I know. I know the basics.
Yeah.
So Scott, how was your Thanksgiving 6, 7, 8, 9 weeks ago?
It was good, you know. Cooked some roast, had some fun.
No turkey? Is non-Canadian fare?
Well, I mean, we didn't put cheese curds on anything, if that's the question. We just went with roast this time, that's all.
I like roast. Okay. Let me just get this party into more of a frenzy and go over how things went over the weekend. No, to no one's surprise at all, the Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn.
Well, one person's surprise.
Oh, yeah, that was weird. We'll get into that in a moment. The Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2 held at number 1 with $43.6 million. Skyfall held at number 2 with $35.5 million. Lincoln held at number 3. They're just very sturdy movies. $25.7 million. Rise of the Guardians came in at 4 with $23.8 million. Life of Pi came in at number 5 with $22.5 million. And rounding it out for movie picking purposes, Wreck-It Ralph came in at 6. And Red Dawn came in at number 7. That one kind of surprised me. I thought 7 was a bit high.
Apparently people have just enough 80s nostalgia.
Or they're all so young that they didn't see the first movie yet. Know how horrible the remake was.
See, I can't see anyone who is under the age to have seen it the first time around really have any interest in it.
Well, I don't know. Even with Thor?
Yeah, Thor doesn't necessarily sell tickets on his own. Like, that. This has been my argument for a while, is that no one gets to be a movie star playing superheroes. It's the character that sells the movie. Because I think... I don't think... Like, I mean, Thor didn't exactly sell a lot of tickets to Snow White.
This is true, and... who the hell was Spider-Man? Tobey Maguire? Not really huge box office draw. So it's a good argument. There you go.
Yeah, I think I would agree with that, too.
Christian Bale is no more famous than he was before.
This is true. He was a draw to come to start with.
Like, but Batman's doing gangbusters.
And as far as everyone's movie pickings... Only one person, for reasons unknown, and I wish I knew him so I could have called him to find out why. Father Beast was the only person who did not pick Breaking Dawn at number one. He picked it at number two, which is understandable. What was so distressing was that he picked Rise of the Guardians to be the number one movie. That, when I was putting the spreadsheet together... I kept going back to see if I was reading it wrong over and over again. And then I went back again to see if perhaps he'd sent a second message saying, no, I was wrong. But he didn't.
Crazed monkeys broke in and typed in, you know, these picks.
I would have fully accepted that and gladly made a change.
Just making a statement.
What, he's picking with his heart now?
No, he's not so much picking for Skyfall, but against... Or Rise of... you put Rise of the Guardians number one? Okay, so... Yeah. Who knows?
I mean, you can certainly go against Twilight. I'm all about that. Scott? Could you plow later?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's what it was.
He's a funny one, isn't he, Jeff?
Yeah. I thought he was just putting his animanium claws on the ground.
Do we want to go over how everybody did?
Sure.
So I
Jeff,
guess
that would be you could start. So you
I got 23. I had Breaking Dawn Part 2 at 1, Skyfall at 2, Rise of the Guardians 3, Lincoln at 4, and Life of Pi at 5. So I just flipped 3 and 4. It gave me a 23.
Everyone did fairly well, with the exception of Father Beast.
Oh, his beast.
But we love him. Indeed we do. The entire Beast clan.
They provide us with such interesting things.
I'm told back in the day they used to leave great voicemails.
Yes,
they did indeed. People in general used to leave voicemails. What happened to that, guys? What happened?
Tad and Art still do. And now we have Nick, who sometimes joins Art. I think Tony left one once. Jonathan left one once. Scott, you've left a few, as I recall.
Yeah.
I've probably done once or twice.
Maybe we should just not make picks, and then everyone can all make phone calls later.
See, now what we need to do is we need to modify the call people button to call all the numbers that have called before at around about 11:30 on Friday. Just robocall and be like, hey, we haven't heard from you in a while. What are your picks for this week?
I totally dig that.
Let's see if we can make that happen. I'm sure there's a way.
The internet is full of wonder. I'm sure there is as well. How'd you do last week, Scott?
Well, I just had two little flips. Gave Rise of the Guardians too much credit, and book clubs around the world not quite enough, it would seem. So Rise of the Guardians won higher than it should have been, and Life Pi, I guess, one lower than it should have been, and otherwise did okay.
Yep, he got a 22, and I got a 21. Almost everyone who played, got the first two right, Breaking Dawn and Skyfall. I had Life of Pi at number 3, Lincoln at 4, Wreck-It Ralph at 5. So everyone, for the most part, stayed within the top 6, and I think only just a few people put Red Dawn somewhere on their list. So it wasn't terribly bad as far as a group score goes. And we have two movies coming out this week.
That we do. Want to lead off, Jeff?
Yes. The first new movie that we have out coming this week is Killing Them Softly.
Yeah.
Three dumb guys who think they're smart rob a mob-protected card game, causing the local criminal economy to collapse. Brad Pitt plays the enforcer hired to track them down and restore order. Killing Them Softly also features Richard Jenkins, James Gandolfini, Ray Liotta, Scott McNairy, Ben Mendelsohn, and Vincent Curatola. Oh, Max Casella, Trevor Long, Slane, and Sam Shepard also make appearances. And this movie is not directed by Guy Ritchie, even though it sounds like it should.
It
does sound like a Guy Ritchie
Who
movie.
Did direct it? Oh, Andrew Dominik.
Who hasn't directed a movie in quite some time.
The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford. Oh, I didn't see it, but I remember that. And a movie called Chopper, which I do not know.
One of the cast actually says Scoot McNairy. I thought that was a typo.
So did I. I saw that it said Scoot, but I actually thought the same thing. I saw trailers at the theater, and I watched them again on YouTube. It looks good. Looks interesting to me. I wouldn't mind seeing that at all. Plus, I like Ray Liotta, Brad Pitt, Richard Jenkins is good. I'm warming up to Gandolfini. I go back and forth with him. And Sam Shepard. I love Sam Shepard.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen him in a movie in a while.
I don't think I have either. To tell you the truth. Whoops. And I know I intended to go see Lincoln this past weekend, but I still haven't. Which means I don't know when I will or if I will now. Too much time has passed.
Yeah, at this point you're getting too Indeed. Close to other movies. But okay, next up is The Collection, which no one has heard of at all. But the summary reads as follows: when Elena's friends take her to a secret party at an undisclosed location, she never imagined she would become the latest victim of the Collector, a psychopathic killer. The Collector kidnaps and transports her to an abandoned hotel. He's transformed into his own private maze of torture and death. Upon learning of his daughter's disappearance, Elena's wealthy father hires a group of mercenaries to retrieve her from the vicious grips of the Collector. These mercenaries coerce Arkin, Josh Stewart, the only man to have escaped the wrath of this heinous monster, to lead them through the gruesome labyrinth. Now Arkin finds himself fighting for his own life in order to save Elena.
Bet you the movie would have gone a lot quicker if he had hired Liam Neeson.
See, it seems like Liam Neeson might be the guy for this kind of job.
It could be like a Lifetime movie, hour and a half with commercials. Now, I'd not heard anything about this, didn't see. I actually watched the trailer on YouTube tonight, and I'm watching it, and it's all very dark and black and white and, you know, black and grayish, and I'm looking at this going, this looks like a horrible, horrible copy of Saw. And
then you look at the writing credits.
Yes, by the writers of Saw 4, 5, 6, and 7. And thought, yeah, I could have. Yeah. No, I'm okay with not seeing this, not knowing anything about it.
And it stars no one. No one. There are names on this list of credits. They are no one.
It does say that Josh Stewart was in The Dark Knight Rises, but I have... Oh, he was nobody. Bane's mercenary, which means he was someone without a face, literally.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he might have been the guy who got thrown out of the
plane. Oh, okay. In the plane. No.
So, like, two lines.
Christopher McDonald as the father is the only... Yeah.
His name.
And what's funny is every time I think of him, I think of where I knew him from on TV, which was the Tracy Ullman show, which was all sketch comedy.
Oh, I was going to say, wasn't he Shooter McGavin from Happy Gilmore?
Probably, but I didn't see it.
The antagonist golfer, I think. Yeah, oh. But he's been in a lot of...
He has. He's done a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he's in things, but...
And Lee Turgeson. He has also done an awful lot, but I don't think he's ever... I don't think he's ever really led any pieces of work, any movies.
Yeah.
I don't have much faith or thought in this movie at all.
No. We've probably given it too much time.
We've talked about it more than Killing Them Softly, which is the one that does look good.
Yeah. Well, I think there's... You know, you can learn a lot from bad movies.
True.
In the what not to do topic, or...?
Yeah, the what not to do, and, you know, it's almost more interesting to discuss them. Unless it's just totally terrible. And
there's actually a podcast built around that entire concept.
Of bad movies?
Yeah, it's called How Did This Get Made? It's hosted by Paul Scheer, and I can't remember to say, he plays Rafi on The League. They basically, you know, they just tear apart bad movies. Mm-hmm. I think the last one I listened to was Roadhouse.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God, Roadhouse.
Paul Scheer, I know. The other guy, I don't.
Okay. Maybe I should turn on the Google ad analytics again. I don't really care about them invading my privacy that much if it means I don't have to stare at Christian anymore.
Come on, you love them.
No. The Christian Mingle ads are the least interesting of all ads.
They don't make your heart feel all warm and toasty. That could be the beer.
No. It is so very pilsy.
I meant to mention this before, Jeff, but I think that was the night that I wasn't feeling well and I didn't join you guys. In SimCity Social?
Yes.
You know when you come and visit me and your little head bounces around and tells me what you're doing?
Uh-huh.
I don't know where it was you went. It only happened once, but I literally almost peed myself laughing. You went somewhere, and it said, Jeff is trimming your bush. I couldn't play anymore.
No.
Were you at the mayor's house, perhaps? Or maybe the botanical garden?
The wall posts that Central City, you know, drop on your wall.
Those are good, too. The train one.
My wife had to be standing behind me, and it said, Lena wants to share your bonus load or something like that.
That's right. I don't do that one very often.
That was a fun conversation. But yeah, no.
And you have the black eye to prove it.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, so some of their, you know, descriptions for when you, on some of your actions as you go around. There's like a cryogenics factory, and one of the actions is, view, I think, deceased animator's head.
I like that.
Just, you know, clear Walt Disney shot, but anyways.
I'm not nearly as high up in population or level as where you are. Because up until recently, you are the only other person on my Facebook who plays that.
Oh, I really need to do something other than play that. between
Triple Town, guys.
I play that sometimes. I need to play it again. It's been a while since I played that.
Do it now before they turn off all the Halloween themed.
Oh, okay.
The art.
Pumpkins.
But yeah, I think you have some picks to make, Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff.
We're starting to pick now. Okay.
Yeah, Jeff.
Well, I really don't see any of the two releases getting into the top five. Or not confidently seeing that. Could happen. But I think I'm going to play it safe. And along the lines of Father Beast, I'm against Breaking Dawn Part 2. So I'm going to go with Skyfall number 1. I'm going to do Breaking Dawn Part 2 number 2. I'm going to go with Lincoln at 3, Life of Pi at 4, and Rise of the Guardians at 5. Just maybe there might be some Oscar word of mouth buzz going for Lincoln and Life of Pi.
Well, there's 10 nominations. Oscar is cheap. But yeah, I'm gonna basically go completely the opposite direction of you entirely, because I think Twilight has finally started to fall fast. So I'm gonna put at number 1 Killing Them Softly, number 2 Breaking Dawn 2, number 3 Lincoln, number 4 Rise of the Guardians, and number 5 Skyfall.
Interesting.
Very.
Because I think Bond and this new thing, have enough overlap in audience that they'll just cannibalize each other.
Oh.
I believe it's Lena's turn.
Yep. All right, I'm going to go with Killing Them Softly at number 1. Breaking Dawn 2 at number 2, Skyfall at 3, Lincoln at 4, Life of Pi at 5. Everybody picked different. Oh, and my art house pick is Back to 1942 because it looks really interesting and I want to see it, and that's what I base my pick on.
Well, my art house is going to California Solo.
Now, are you picking that entirely on Robert Carlyle?
That, and it's the only non-foreign, non-documentary on the list, so...
I almost wanted to pick Addicted to Fame because I was watching the trailer. But I would have been embarrassed to pick it.
I can't do anything with Anna Nicole Smith's final movie, the documentary about that.
Yeah,
I'm going with a foreign film and an action film that supposedly has already made $29 million overseas, Dragon.
Well, yeah, well, it made that in the Chinese market, because it's a Chinese movie, so I don't know how
Does
much
it have
helps.
Dragons?
No, it's a Chinese movie, so dragons are always metaphors. It means it's a dude who's really good at
Bruce Lee type stuff. Dragons would have been nice, though. Just...
Bruce Lee, have you seen him? The man is a dragon. He beat up
Did he
Wars.
Really? Oh, I see.
Yes. Go watch Enter
I've
the Dragon.
Never,
There's like
I've never seen
long
a Bruce
fight
Lee movie.
With Chuck Norris.
I know so my Scott, brother is...
No Universal Soldier? Day of Reckoning?
Oh, God. It's like the fifth one. I think we've got a pattern.
If it's, why is it that Whack-A-Mole doesn't say five?
Since when do sequels have numbers in them? Unless it's the second half of a sequel?
No answer for that. Anybody? We've had an awful lot of not much to say this week, haven't we?
Yeah. Well,
seems to be one of those weeks.
All right, I got a couple of questions for Scott then. Number 1.
Okay.
Did you I don't know if we've talked about that Disney has two writers working on Star Wars?
Yes, we okay. mentioned that last week.
Well, I guess there was another report that they're not working on episode 7.
Well, no, Larry Kasdan is on 8 already, but the new plan is that Disney wants to at least get 2 Star Wars movies out a year, So we're actually going to see spin-offs.
Right, because, well, from what I read, they couldn't confirm that they're actually working on Episode 7 or Episode 8. They're working on something Star Wars-ish.
Which means it's only a matter of time before the inevitable fan-wanking Boba Fett movie happens.
Right. Well,
sadly, that still doesn't mean much for my, you know, much-desired fan-wanking Wedge Antilles movie.
Yeah. No, I would totally be in on that one. Second thing is, I'm sure you heard that the casting news that Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart are going to be...
Along with the cast of First Class.
Oh, right. No, I didn't.
For X-Men 7, Days of Future Past.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, well, it's a time travel story, so you got to get the older versions of the characters in, too.
So that leads me to this question. In addition to the characters that we know are already going to be in the movie, what new mutants can we expect?
At least 7, 3 of which will be superfluous, as with any good X-Men movie.
Does that mean they'll die soon, or we just won't see them much and it doesn't matter anyway?
Oh, there will be one that shows up for one scene to not really do anything except use his power, and then fans can go, oh, they totally got Spike Long. And then at least one that dies soon, and then one who's just kind of there in the background the whole movie, like Wind Guy was in First Class.
I am behind on my X-Men movies. There's a couple I'm missing still.
Well, there's a couple you can just...
Probably.
Skip.
No, I'm asking because I haven't read the Days of Future Past.
Oh, well, we're definitely getting a Kitty Pryde because she's kind of the linchpin of that story.
Right.
And probably Hugh Jackman back, probably.
Can you make an X-Men without him? I mean, technically you could,
Well, you thought they could do it in First Class, and then he was still in there for one line. Such a good line.
Oh, yeah.
That might have been one of the ones I haven't seen yet.
Best cameo in the last 3 million movies I've seen.
I don't know. Stan Lee cameo. Better.
Well, yeah. True.
But yeah, new X-Men news is new.
I did see First Class. Okay. I just don't remember it. Oh, yeah. I did see that one. And I saw Origins, and I saw the regular X-Men. X-Men 2. Oh, apparently The Last Stand is the only one I haven't seen then. Who knew? Okay.
You don't have to see that.
Good to know. Then I'm fairly caught up, if not for the fact that I probably don't remember a lot of it.
All right, that's it for my topics of discussion, I guess.
Well, next week, the Dark Knight Rises in Blu-ray. Which means I will probably get the trilogy box.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't actually own the first two.
Yeah, I'm forbidden from buying any Blu-rays until after Christmas. Because the wife usually buys me what I've already bought.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say you spend all the Christmas money on your own purchases.
No. No, I try, but no.
She's got you on a good, tight Christmas leash.
Yes.
New Dresden novel. It was awesome.
I have not read any of those.
You should. They're fun. Actually, get the audiobooks.
Okay.
They are much more fun. James Marsters reads them.
James Marsters.
You might think that? No. Okay.
Okay. I was like, I know that name, but why do I know the name?
I always get him and the guy who played Cyclops in the X-Men movies mixed up.
Marsden. I know. That was why I had to look him up real quick. He's James Marsden. And cuter, if I could throw that one in. I'm sure you would agree with me, Jeff. Yes, I do. See? There you go. Need to work on my Jeff voice.
Well, you need to drop it another octave. Number, just a little bit more.
He's got a pretty deep voice. I don't just quite think I can get there.
That need to articulate.
That oh, okay. All right.
I think you talk pretty. Manly pretty.
Yeah, well, just be thankful I was not as sick as I was over the weekend, because I was pretty much talking to whales on Saturday.
Oh my god. Not heard that phrase. I'm glad you're feeling better. Was anyone in your immediate family sick?
Myself, my daughter, and my son. Wife was the only, my wife is the only one that...
So what did she not eat that everyone else did? So if it was food?
I think, well, the kids, they don't really like turkey too much.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with your kids?
The Canadian?
I dropped them a lot when they were younger. they just don't, they're not really meat eaters. I don't know what happened. Or, you know, maybe it'll happen when they get older. Like turkey, steak.
My what? Family,
yeah, they're not big steak eaters.
Even I know
they see me consume many, many steaks myself, but they're kind of picky.
Well, can't yeah. be picky yeah. at. Although I did not, like, until I started working in restaurants, I did not believe that kids actually ate just pasta with butter.
Really?
Yeah, no, because when I was a kid, you had I liked tomato sauce with meat. Maybe that's just because my dad makes really good sauce.
Well, I mean, my parents are from Italy, so we always had tomato sauce. But my mother would, for a change, for a break, she would make it with butter and cheese. Or my favorite was always bacon and onions. And then the what is rendered from the bacon becomes what you toss the spaghetti in. The bacon and onions. And then there was always a fight as to who got the bits of bacon that fell to the bottom of the bowl. And there was a fight. That's still one of my favorites.
Speaking of, last week I made some killer pasta al vodka.
I've never made that one. I bought a bottled sauce of that once and I didn't like it, but I figured, you know what, I probably shouldn't have bought a bottled sauce.
No, yeah. You make yourself. You got stuff.
I get on different little, you know, sometimes I just want meat sauce for a while, and I'll get on a kick where if I'm going to have any pasta at all, it's going to be carbonara.
Yeah, no, the secret I found has been to dump about a tablespoon of chili flakes into the
holy shit
for about an hour. Yeah. Well, it's like a sauce. It's like, you know, 40 ounces, like 40 ounces of sauce.
Okay.
You know, you just take a tablespoon of chili flakes, cup of vodka, let that sit for a while, cook bacon in
oh,
vodka.
Oh my god.
Or prosciutto. Prosciutto mm-hmm. is equally good. Add tomatoes, simmer forever, cream, done.
Could try pancetta also. Although sometimes I have to be in the mood for pancetta. Oh, all this cured pork talk. Oh my gosh. I can't contain myself.
So, Lena, do you remember a movie, Blind Date, Bruce Willis and Kim Basinger?
I do.
So, we're too cheap to have pay movie channels, so they had a free preview for Stars.
And that's what they showed?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what they showed.
Yeah, that's gonna pull people in.
This weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
Also,
I probably haven't seen it since it came out.
But, yeah, it's, it kind of holds up, but I think that was right around when he did Die Hard. So it's kind of...
Back when Bruce Willis was still, like...
See, that was 87, so let me take a peek. Blind Date, Sunset, yeah, Die Hard was the next year. It was still in the middle of... when Moonlighting was still on.
I don't care what you say. Hudson Hawk is good.
I've only seen it once. I do remember. I didn't dislike it. I think what I remember... Hudson Hawk.
I like that movie. I saw it in the theater.
Am I wrong in remembering that it was funny?
Yeah, no, that's the thing. Okay. It was the funny kind of... It was a heist movie sort of thing.
And that's how you find the heist is the song that you're singing.
The heist?
Yeah. So they had depending on how long it would take them to pull a job, they sang a different song based on the length of the song.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. It's kind of, sort of, creeping back into my mind. I was like, where have I seen him recently? I watched Moonrise Kingdom this weekend. My friend got it off of Redbox, and I wanted to see it anyway. Either of you? Have either of you seen Moonrise Kingdom? I loved it. I don't think, because my friend kind of went on and on about Wes Anderson movies. I don't know if I've ever seen. I'm trying to look real quick. As I'm going back and looking, the only movie of his I've ever seen, and it was bits and pieces, was the Darjeeling Limited, which I actually wasn't too big a fan of. But I never saw Rushmore, never saw the Royal Tenenbaums. I really liked Moonrise Kingdom. I thought it was very sweet. The kids were great. They were so oddly quirky, but so believable. It was believably so. And when the movie was over, my friend just looked at me and said, that was torture. It's like, I would watch it again right now. I really liked it.
Yeah, that's movies for you.
He just kind of hit that awkward comedy kind of point.
It was like that when we watched a couple weeks earlier, Bernie, with Jack Black and Shirley MacLaine. She loved it. She rented it a second time because she wanted me to see it. And I just, it was okay. I didn't dislike it, but if I was watching it on TV, I probably would have wandered away during some or other commercial and easily forgotten to go back to it. But I liked it. I wanted to rent Arthur Christmas and Brave, but all of the red boxes near me, none of them had it. Because I haven't seen Brave yet, and I still want to see it. Brave's I've heard. Good. I want to see. Maybe I'll try again this weekend. It's because I think Brave came out last week, so yeah. I'm sure everyone with the little kitties reserved it. Now it's my turn. For me. Are we spent?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too.
Okay, I will edit this tomorrow. And I'll see you again tomorrow night, Scott. Oh, yep. I don't know if you saw, Paul is not going to join us. Okay. So it's...
I didn't get around to reading the book, so I won't be making it either.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
So they'll either be four or five of us, which is plenty.
Is plenty. We can argue about steampunk.
This is my virgin foray into steampunk. I'm enjoying it so far. But I'm almost halfway through. I'm going to do some more reading before bed. And then read pretty much all day tomorrow. Which I think, I've been so tired this week. I think tomorrow is kind of a good day to just sit back and read all day. Okay, then.
Okay. Next week.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. See you next week. Bye.
Yeah.